I think Todd, want to come up first? Todd Pease is with us tonight. Todd is an icon of the poet scene in the Sarasota area. He was one of the founders and directors of the Naked Poets for many years, and then went on by himself and did a few things in Main Street Bookstore, a few other things. And he's also a, his middle name is Hashim in the spiritual community, the Sufi community, and has been writing more spiritual poems. And so it's a real pleasure to have him tonight, and I'm very thankful that he could make it. So, happy.
My name is Hashim. It's also Todd. I'll do 15 poems because it's odd. This event benefits wildlife rescue, so I tried to find a bunch of poems with animals in them. I think most of them have animals in them. This one does. It's called Wonder Number One. I look out my window. I see dogs and cats and dragonflies. I see beautiful green and yellow plants, a majestic oak tree. I hear the unmistakable song of a mockingbird, and I wonder, when will we no longer hide from the secrets of our beauty? Here's a very silly poem. It has 10 different animals in it.
Woo-hoo!
10. It's called Five Verses with Animals. Another Sunday afternoon, but still a little bit too soon to know the walrus or baboon. Another day with much to do, but still a bit too far from you to know the wombat or the shrew. It's much like other times we sat, got lost in this to find in that the harpy fruit or ghost-faced bat. How happy in my little house when you remove your cotton blouse, the marmoset, and pocket mouse. It's glorious and too divine to know we share the same design with hamsters and the porcupine. There are no animals in this poem. It's called Any Second Now. Sometimes you wonder what it is you really want to do. And if you're lucky or inspired, you might even wonder if you could possibly become the thing that is so beautiful within you. You might even consider becoming it right now. Who knows? Any second now, you might just open up your loving arms and scream with joy. There's dogs and birds in this poem. It's called Very Easily Entertained. Children talk beneath the oak tree. They are playful and do nothing so very well. I am not a child anymore in years. Yet the exuberance and wonder of childhood have not left me. I am still very easily entertained. I have opened my windows after a long, hot, air-conditioned summer. My yard is a playground. Children are everywhere. Dogs are barking, birds are singing. The air conditioner is quiet, and 90% of everything has changed. I can see flowers from here. I can see sunlight. I can see laundry. I can see the gentle breeze that makes the leaves of my variegated tapioca dance. Wait a minute, it's a nature poem. It has demons in it. It's called It, a Reminder. When walls disappear and there's no place to hide you, and only your demons are present beside you, and endlessness comes because there's no one to guide you. If it doesn't yet seem like you have a direction, just wander inside till you find an infection, then follow the road when you make the connection. It doesn't appear on the everyday menu because you can't get what is already in you, so all you can do is to be and continue. I don't know if anyone in the audience knows Kathy Cables. She's a wonderful poet who still lives here. There's a short poem that has an animal in it. It's titled, Short Poem That Reminds Me of Kathy Cables. Beware the stitch that modifies, the tuck that cools, the dream that saves. Tighten up the weave in the fabric of your own existence. Screech like a penguin if you must. I wrote an unfinished poem at Victoria Angela's house in August of 2002. And her daughter Kat finished it. She was age 15 at the time, so the last two words of this poem were from Kat, and so I'll do them as she did them. So I didn't finish this poem. It's called, What is Beautiful in This World? What is beautiful in this world surrounds us always. What is beautiful in this world does not go away at any time. What is beautiful in this world eats chicken! Be defensive, other people. There are beautiful things in this world that don't eat chicken, also. So I'm going to follow that with two short chicken poems. The first one is called First Chicken Poem. Getting ready for work this morning, I heard a tapping at my front door. It was a chicken, a tall brown one. The second poem is called Second Chicken Poem. Getting ready for work the following morning, I heard the tapping again. It was the chicken. He was hungry. So I gave him some cat food. My neighbors took his feathers off that evening and boiled him and ate him. This is called youth is a condition. It is rare to see tiddlywinks arcing through the evening sky anymore. And the incidence of bullfrogs is greatly diminished. There are no longer the quiet hours of idle wandering. And the trees are all unclimbed. This age, this growing older, is an illusion. It's just a thing the body does. There's no good reason on earth to let your mind go with it. Simple poem titled Is. It is, and is all there is. So take some notes, there'll be a quiz. This is called Remember. Sometimes the bright radiant glory shining through these clouds goes unnoticed. Sometimes the inexpressible joy of being alive in this world is forgotten. Sometimes the limitless wonder of the creatures we are is not recognized. In the best of times, we notice, we remember, and we recognize this untold beauty. Here's a famous old nature poem for you. It has cows in it. It's called the Cow Poem, or the cosmic bovine urge through which is revealed an alternate view on the true nature of bovinity, the reason for alien visitation, the millennium, Armageddon, and the co being. The time has come to do the deal, to stand and shout upon the verge, to render and with words reveal the nature of the bovine urge. To understand the bovine road, the endless fence the pasture finds, the bovine hand that has bestowed the bovine sense of its design, creates the space, fulfills the curve surrounding thoughts that you should think inside your brain along the nerve to best ensure the bovine leap. And always when the hour nears, they talk like this in metered rhyme, intending to allay the fears of humans at the end of time. Armageddon's silent drumming stirs the one collective soul, and Christ! You'd think someone was coming, maybe even someone whole. Whole or not, their bags are packed. They're in the skies, they're on the way. Before you think we've been attacked, consider what they have to say. Milk chocolate is the time that nears. Supplies again are running low, and every 2000 years, this is the place we like to go. Our people saw in days gone by a million years of need emerge. No longer do we question why we have a cosmic bovine urge. We traveled far through outer space in search of what your kind called beef. There is no doubt this is the place for temporal and rare relief. The cows of earth are smooth as silk for the head of every spaceman nods. It takes the blood, the cream, the milk to make a chocolate fit for gods. We cultivate the cocoa bean, but common history will tell we can't produce a cow machine, and so we bring to you our hell. The angle of our view may seem a bit eccentric and obtuse, but it is every spaceman's dream to live for chocolate bovine juice. I have two poems that I will finish with. This is a new one that's kind of unusual. It's got a play on four numbers, 1, 2, 4, and 8, and that's really the only reason I wrote it. And this is what it turned into. And I called it Donuts of Desire. Catchy title, huh? Your concupiscent lethargy is metaphor for four. And when you add it up, you will get 12 and nothing more. And in a mystic dream, you'll make a visit to two tombs. Discover 6 feet under a vast labyrinth of rooms. You'll play a game of life or death and know you've won one once. You'll witness how the heart finds love, it opens up and hunts. You'll do 3 donuts of desire, 5 more you ate, and then you'll know the glory you so long anticipated. Actually, you can know that glory if you only eat 7 donuts. The 8th one's really not necessary. And I would like to leave you with an old poem called So Less Like This and More Like Flight. Inside the eye that sees the word, I am knowing it's absurd. So less like man and more like bird. Inside the form that writes and sings, I am giving what it brings. So less like arms and more like wings. Inside the mind, I turn, I bow, I am never wondering how, so less like then and more like now. Inside the thing I am tonight, there are visions of a sight, so less like this and more like light. Thank you.